To be honest with you, I get a little nervous right before I have to say compartmentalize. How do to you, listener? I'm JT Shea. Welcome to today's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Today's episode was recorded on July 16th, 2016, as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from the 2015 Eisner Award-winning Pack Rat Comics in Hilliard, Ohio. Want to be part of the show by being in the audience? Our upcoming shows are September 3rd, October 8th, and our big Season 1 finale is November 19th, 2016. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, be sure to come on out to Pack Rat Comics. Unless otherwise noted, we're in their event room. The show is free and starts at 7 o'clock. Maybe you aren't in the Ohio area and still want to be part of the show. You can. Simply ask Bullwinkle, Mr. Know-It-All himself, a question, and he may answer it in the next live show or podcast. Simply type in the URL of d4k.us/askmrkia. That's d4k.us/askmrknowitall, but that's ask Mr. K-I-A. Of course, all this information, including how to subscribe, download past episodes, and how to find us on iTunes, is all found on gbgpodcast.com. So, check it out.
We made it. Sorry we're late.
We should have made that left turn at Albuquerque.
And now here's this week's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthenticated Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal Bullwinkle J. Moose.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Show's about to start.
Along with a host of others.
Last time, you may remember that our boys found out that Mr. Peabody, yes, that very one, was on the committee for Upsidasium, excuse you. We now take you to the conversation with scientist pal researcher over FaceTime, already in progress.
Wow, so Mr. Peabody, huh? It would make sense as one of the brightest minds in America.
But he's doing his own thing now.
Yeah, he's all Hollywood.
Maybe our people can call his people?
Or his boy.
Oh, that's right, Sherman.
But he's Hollywood too, with his movie and Netflix show.
Don't worry, Rocky. Look, since I can't fly you directly to Hollywood, I can get you to a flight to Idaho, and then take a rental car to California, but I will warn you, money...
We'll be tight, got it.
Before you drive out to Cali, I'll send my sample of the Upsidasium that we found in Mount Flatten...
Or whatever it actually was!
...to you guys in Idaho before you leave.
Sounds like a plan, Reese.
And that's what I'll do. Rocky, I'll let you make the arrangements for the car. I'll overnight the package to Idaho. All right, guys, good luck.
Oh boy, Bullwinkle, we might get our lives back.
Our lives back, but we never lost them.
Well, says you.
No, I'm me. He's you. What's the matter, you?
You loves you. You really loves you.
Not you, you. But you.
Oh, nobody loves me anymore.
I'm totally confused what's going on right now.
Aren't you always?
Well, kind of.
Never mind, Bullwinkle. Okay. I'm sorry. Just been stressed out the past few years. I guess I miss coming out on top.
Don't worry, little buddy. This program has our names in the title. The writers would have to be idiots to do something to make us not, you know... Wait, do you
hear that, Bullwinkle?
No, what is it?
It's coming from that door over there.
Well, let's get a closer look.
It says writer's room.
Well, let's open it. I guess I stand corrected.
Meanwhile, lurking nearby are those fiendish fiends, Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale. Last seen a few episodes ago, where they sat next to our valiant heroes and tried to drive a wedge in the friendship of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Whoever hired us, his plan did not work. Bah!
But I think it did, darling. Squirrel is bothered by what I said.
He is? Well, then why are they still together?
It takes more pushing, darling. Friendship is good. Friendship is long and deep, Boris. A team.
So what?
So, for some people, Boris, they need more than normal nudging in the right direction.
Oh, I see. Good. Because Moose was having none of it. Who would have thought a squirrel of all the ones would be the first to clack?
Yes, darling. Crack like a nut. Oh, that was funny, darling, because he is squirrel. Squirrels eat nuts.
Not funny if you have to explain, Natasha. Then again, this whole show is explaining one big tired joke, so what do I know?
I know, but I think I know what we need to do next.
I'm all ears.
No time for a corn joke. We're heading to Idaho, darling. Potatoes.
What?
Potatoes has eyes.
Oh, no corn, just potatoes.
Come, Boris, let us discuss our trip and plan to break up Moose and Squirrel in Idaho.
Home of potatoes. So, what is plan? We dress up like giant potatoes, Poopsie.
Of course not, Boris. We'd be imitators. Oh, and Boris?
Yes, Poopsie?
Shut up your mouth. Now listen, here is the plan.
What bad puns and new scheme has Natasha concocted to break apart Rocky and Bullwinkle? Join us next time for an episode of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle in an episode we'd like to call Two for the Road to Idaho, or Montana or Bust.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.